Okay, I've broadened the title just a little bit to be more inclusive of some work that we're doing with Telon 2 and some nitrogen rates. And for the purpose of this study, we'll be looking at two tests, and low rates are 80 pounds of actual N, and a middle rate is 150 pounds, and a high rate is 120 on the experiment station and 130 on the farm that we're going to look at. And that was applied with 30 Aldot 2, so we get a little bit of sulfur with that. This has been a team effort for LSU, and those personnel are listed and very much appreciated. We've had an entomologist, a nematologist, a couple of GIS technicians, and a late arriving statistician, which we welcome. Also, I'd like to say thank you for the support from our cotton producers groups with Cotton Incorporated and a couple of years with the Environmental Protection Agency Region 6. And my focal points for you this morning are the early complex of thrips, disease, and nematodes. And I want to present a small plot test and an on-farm test. And we're going to look at heavy use of GIS technique here. And the products, test products that we'll look at will include Evicta Complete Pack, Telon 2 fumigation, and nitrogen treatments, as I described, applied side dress. In Louisiana, it's pretty typical to apply one-shot side dress in a fairly timely manner. There are a lot of tools behind these studies that we use for GIS programs, and two in particular that we experimented with here were ArcGIS-9 and Geoda. We're trying to learn more of the ESRI-based products like the ArcGIS-9, move away from the toolbox, and we're searching for experimental programs like the Geoda. FarmWorks is fairly standard, and a lot of these data are moved into this for prescriptions. The GPS tools are fairly standard as well. OmniStar is a service that we buy, and we have RTK, which is the most precise GPS equipment we can buy. We work with the Varis cart, and we work with the Varis John Deere yield monitors, the GS2 and the original, and collect yield monitor data in the on-farm test. Now, the small plot test that I want to illustrate some data from included three treatments, which were Telon plus Evicta plus 24 gallons of the 30 Aldot 2. Then with the Evicta seed treatment, we bumped the rate up to 37.2 gallons or 120 pounds of actual N on the light commerce siltloam soil. And with the non-treated or susceptible standard, we also used that same rate of N. And we used 32-row plots and a flag test that gave us 32 replicates when we used an analysis of variance. And it also allowed us GPS point data for using our GIS programs in analysis. So the variables we'll quickly look at are stand, the nematodes, thrips, node of first square, NDVI, and yield. And then we did an economic analysis for the nitrogen management strategy and the small plot test. The stat analysis we stayed with on the small plot thing, conventional ANOVA, but we included inverse distance weighting from ArcGIS-9, which is an interpolation but with minimal disturbance of the data. So that allows you to take the small plot and put a boundary around it and work with it on that basis. And then since we had three treatments, it also allows you to merge those and make a whole field out of that. So we gained a little bit of ground by doing things like that. And then the Geoda are just simply programs that allow you to do a weighted matrix and histograms and some analysis on spatial type data. Histogram analysis is fairly common, and it's a key feature for both of these programs. And then the ordinary least squares regression analysis was provided by the Geoda. Here are the stand, root knot, first square, and NDVI data. And the yellow can give you a quick glance of the Telon plus Evicta and the Evicta seed treatment with the fertilizer rate. Remember that those were, the fertilizer rates vary here from 80 up to 120, and 120 for both the non-treated and the Evicta. So stand is similar. Root knot is improved mostly, as you might expect, by the Telone plus Evicta, and the non-treated stands out. Note the first square was interesting to us because this fell in the Telone plus Evicta category as being significant from the other two. And then NDVI was done with the Green Seeker, handheld and mounted on a mule to operate through the field very early. So there's interesting data set that can be done and replaces some of our older techniques properly. And then root knot data are difficult to get, and this pretty clearly shows you that Evicta is just an intermediate standard to something that's more specific like the Telone. So it's very popular and widely sold in our regions, but has some limitations on that basis. And the root knot data were taken 11 June and analyzed in the lab by Charlie Overstreet. Now, with our GIS programs, we can do things like this. These are our three plots. Our non-treated or susceptible standard shows counts, nematode counts ranging from 300 to 600, with a lot of red and hot spots, but some intermediate spots, whereas the seed treatment only shows fewer hot spots, and the Telone plus Evicta even less. So you don't usually get that kind of a look from a small plot test, but the GIS adds that dimension. We also added that to the identity of the thrips hotspots. We have counting procedures established for the laboratory, and the counts are all based on the NIMPS or the immature stages, and the ranges run from 100 to 300 per five plants. So, but this time we see some resurgence. This is about 30 days after planting, and we see some resurgence from our treatments, and not as much resurgence in the control areas. And this is probably on due to the beneficials that we're trying to establish on some aphid populations in those non-treated plots. Looking at the lint yields were good, around 1,600 pounds and above for both of our nematicide treatments, and significantly better than the non-treated. The net income, we did this because of the differences in fertilizer use, but it came in favor with the additional lint yield. It fell in favor of the Evicta seed treatment, even though we're looking at about $300 or so cost for the nitrogen. Now, we used two additional statistical strategies to verify these data. One is root mean square that you can get from looking at the blocks like I showed you in the variability. And it implies that the Evicta with the higher nitrogen rate is one of the better treatments, which it actually is, the highest yield. And one of the reasons that we've seen from just an observational standpoint, both on the farm and in these plots, is because of the nematode activity, we have a following disease infestation, which we've documented as fusarium wilt. And with lower N rates, we get more damage in the top of the plant. So the higher N rate and the higher yield as a result of that outgrew some of those early problems. CVs were about the same here. So these kinds of data are obviously not significantly different, but if you can verify that you do have a good solid test like our GIS data gave us, then potentially everyone's always crying for economic data, then you can be more assured that your economic data is more valid. The lint yields in that test range from 1,000 to 1,808, and 74 of the 96 data points were over 1,500 pounds of lint. And this skewed histogram as a result of your untreated, while most of the high yields came from the two nematicide treatments. Okay, the on-farm test I'm going to show you follows through with these kinds of studies with both the Victa Complete Pack and Telon 2 and nitrogen. Those were applied as main plots. Nitrogen was applied as subplots, and this time we applied an intermediate or an additional treatment. It's repped three times, and the strips across the field on the farm are 24 rows. We have a history with this field. In 2005, it was cotton, and we did a nitrogen test. In 2006, it was corn, and we just sampled for root knot nematode, and then 2007, we came back with this split plot test that I'll show you. And as an item of interest here, all 3 years, the root knot nematode remained just about the same levels. In 2005, we worked on across a 105-acre test field with three very distinct soil zones. This is a Dundee silty clay loam, tensile clay, and a Sharkey clay. So we're transitioning from the light soil to the heavy soil. And these are the FSA soil conservation data. And these are the white, red, and brownish color of the Varus EC zones. And you see some discrepancy here because it's typical of a lot of our fields. There's been some land forming here. Actually, here's the site of an old tree stump at one time. So, you know, a lot of those things are included in our fields. So for the 2007 data, we worked with only about 33 acres of this 105-acre field because we had isolated severe nematode infestation across this region. In fact, it disrupted all of our nitrogen rate efforts in 2005. So we have those polygons that we can keep, and we imposed a new series of treatments across this, and we can look at some NDVI data that shows you some treatment contrasts. It shows you that we still have some severe root knot areas. Those are indicated especially more over in these zones. Right here's one, and here's some light areas, and here's a nitrogen rate of only 80 pounds with no telon and only a Victa, for example. And then here's our soil transition line. A first step in this process is to work with clean yield points, and these have been run through the USDA yield cleaner, and then we go through a stepwise process with ArcGIS programs and Geota to give us an analysis. And so our yield range here is 480 to 19, about what we found on our experiment station test, except that the ranges dip lower in a place or two. We'll show you where the polypipe goes across here, and we still have our nematode hotspots to deal with, and we have some exceptionally high yields in parts of this field, though. So you can see that it's as the Moran's eye tells you, this field is kind of set up for some type of site-specific application. This area right here is low-yielding, but it's in a clay area, and it's caused by a stop-up of drainage. We can do our histogram and isolate, once again, our yields and see that they were excellent, ranging generally from 620 to 19. And we can extrapolate from all of that our test data and see that we did have a significant effect from telon and no significant differences for our nitrogen when we're looking at this data averaged across all of that 33-acre field. And once again, our nitrogen rates are 80 pounds, 115 and 135. And with some of those nitrogen rates and the higher rates with telon, we see a phenomenal increase in comparison to some of the other rates. We can go ahead and grayscale this and work with the data in an interpolated fashion and find evidence of low-yielding areas across some of these older nematode zones, also in that drainage area. Also, we can find easily our high-yielding areas. So when we go to visit the farm, we usually have a lot of issues. Isolate from the histogram, we can isolate things like our low lint yielding points and, can we back up? Probably not. Okay, that was just a shot. How did I get back? What? Right click?
Previous.
Previous, okay. Yeah, one more. Need to show you these. We first start off with low yielding points only, and we have an area of polypipe damage that runs across here. I don't know why we would want to stretch the polypipe out about across good yielding cotton, but I guess we do sometime. We can find our nematode hotspots that are causing low yielding. And we can contrast plots. Here's a plot 103 that was excellent all the way across with an intermediate nitrogen rate. And here's one of our standards without telone. And then we can do the same thing for high-yielding plots and locator control plots. And this histogram is actually with ArcGIS-9. So once you select one of these points, it comes up in your field, and then you can begin to do analysis across those areas. And the yield, another message to tell you is that the yield picture is different in these isolated hotspots as compared to across the whole field. So you see that we yielded 1,642 pounds with telone plus 115 pounds, and it was our highest yielding treatment, but only in certain portions of the field. So in the small plot test, low-end strategy of 80 pounds was beat by the telone. The yield range there was 10 to 18. And the GIS information helped provide us consistent analysis of our yield data. The inverse distance weighting is probably going to be a tool that we'll stay with. It gives us minimal disruption of our means, but still provides us an interpolation of data that we can use for developing prescriptions. Then analysis of lint yield on the Helena on-farm test indicated that the telone 2 treatments were significant and nitrogen strategy was not, as an average across the entire test. Yields there ranged from 480 to 19. Analysis of lint yield within a zone found to contain low ECA values and high nematode populations indicate a medium rate of 115 pounds of nitrogen strategy plus telone 2 produced significantly higher yields as compared to the other treatments. And one of the things that I think is happening is that N-rate tests conducted on light soils infested with nematodes produce contrasting results with and without telone 2 fumigation. Thank you.
We have time for one quick question.